Good morning. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news media organization or political campaign. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell you anything, and your answers will remain confidential. So to begin, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and all and local off issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Oh, I'm not sure yet.
Not sure. So how should I record your answer? I'm not very likely to vote.
Probably.
I'm not. Well, we have, I'm not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am somewhat likely to vote.
Somewhat likely to vote.
Somewhat likely to vote. Thank you. Yeah. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65?
Over.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Start that one over again.
Yes. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're off on the wrong track.
Thank you. Now, when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, so there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil or 60 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
No against, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, since the ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. And this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Vote no.
And is that probably vote enough. No against or definitely
you
gotta
no? Leave room for explanations, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like if they want to pay for rails to trails, they ought to put on a bicycle tax.
So would you definitely vote no against or probably vote no against?
No against.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No. every time you turn around. That's only $90. They got five other things that charge you $90 or $100 or $500 a year. Taxes, they shouldn't have property taxes. The casinos ought to be paying for your property taxes. That's what they, when they started gambling in this state, they were supposed to cut the property taxes. That's just my opinion. But
thank you. And would you definitely vote no against, or probably vote no against?
No against.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Politicians don't know what to do with the money because it ain't their money.
Thank you. Now, as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails, and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. The next one is, I prefer this proposal to raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Then we have, I'm fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
Yeah, the last one.
The last one. Thank you.
Yeah, the tourists and bicycle riders can maintain their own trails.
Thank you. And from the following list, which issue your local elected official in Grand Traverse County from the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? And the list goes as follows. Improving public education in local schools, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting water quality and water supply, controlling growth and development, holding the line for property taxes and reducing government spending, dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, reducing traffic and congestion, or making a housing more affordable.
Controlling property taxes.
Controlling property taxes. Just a moment, please.
It was one of those. You had to alphabetize those so you can just say A or B and C or D or whatever.
Holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending.
There you go.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate so as well. The first one is your city or township government.
Yeah, they're there. I don't know one way or the other, buddy.
We have a scale, if that helps. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of them?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And the next one is Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
Somewhat favorable. I mean, these are non-profits that make a profit, so it kind of doesn't make sense to me, but go ahead.
Thank you. And the last one is Grand Traverse County Government.
Yeah, they should be in some southern state.
And so do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of them?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you.
I think they all came up from Detroit. I don't know where you're at, but yeah.
Thank you. Now, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
And if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Now, in this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Don't trust.
And you probably do not trust or definitely?
Definitely do not trust.
Thank you. Now, there are numbers of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one is to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
I think they've got enough trails. I disapprove of any more.
Mm-hmm. And so do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is to protect open space for residential and commercial development.
Strongly disapprove. They want open space, but then they want to put houses in it. The only thing that helps is the contractors.
Thank you. The next one is to increase non-motorized transportation options.
I don't know what, disapprove. They've got enough non-motorized transportation options to get anywhere you want.
And do you strongly disapprove or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is to
Where'd
plan
you say you were at?
I'm sorry?
Say what? Where did you say you were at?
Oh, well, we're located in Miami.
In Miami, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have to clear bicycles by 5 feet in Miami?
No, I don't think so.
Here they got a law that you gotta clear a bicycle by 5 feet. You don't have room to clear a bicycle by 5 feet and stay in your lane. But when you're out there riding along, a bicycle can pass right by you within a foot. So I don't think that's fair. But anyway, that's just my rant for the day. Go ahead.
Thank you. Now, the next one was to plan and construct new trails.
I don't know where they're going to put them. Over the old trails? Yeah.
So do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. The next one we have is to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
I disapprove
strongly. Thank you. To promote health and wellness.
Oh, that's fine, whatever that is. More ads on TV for clinics? I don't know.
So do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Well, what was the question? Spending tax dollars on health and wellness?
Oh, well, to promote health and wellness is what it says here.
Well, I guess if you don't want everybody to die, you ought to promote health and wellness. I don't know. That'd be a good thing. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Be healthy.
So do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Oh, I approve of people being healthy. Yeah.
Strongly or somewhat?
Well, strongly. What's your choice? People being sick? Question.
The next one is to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Well, if they quit building all over the place, they wouldn't have any trouble with connectivity. Sure, they can connect all they want.
Mm-hmm. So do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Of connectivity?
Okay. Of connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Oh, I strongly approve.
Thank you.
People
and
used to.
Yeah, thank
you. Go ahead.
The next one is to promote recreational opportunities.
Okay. Are we, you supposed to spend tax dollars on this or just let people be creative?
I am not sure. I'm required to read verbatim, and there's some not more information than that.
I'm not sure either, so.
So do you somewhat strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Oh, I strongly approve of people being creative, if that's
Thank
the question.
You. The next one is to promote local economic development.
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is to maintain existing trails.
Maintain existing trails. I guess if they can maintain them with their normal amount of volunteers and nonprofit money, but if they got to maintain with tax dollars, they can go back to horses. Yeah.
How should I record your answer?
Dumb questions. They're paving all the woods around here. You got paved trails to go everywhere. Then they ride mountain bikes on them. I mean, that's stupid.
So do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Sure. Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
Whoa. Start over again on that one?
Yes, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
Maintaining what they have.
Thank you. So the first one?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
They already do that.
Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference to support?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
No difference.
Thank you. The next one is, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Do I get to disapprove of that one?
We have a much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support the proposal.
Much less likely.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, you
why
will
don't
be
they
given...
Have a question? Why don't they have a question on why people from out of state are asking questions about this county and TART trails and don't even know how the county operates? Because if you were from here, you'd know it's a backwards town. But okay, go ahead.
Yes, just to answer your question, we conduct surveys all across the United States to make it a bit unbiased.
Yeah, and how much did TART Trails pay for? How much does TART Trails pay for this survey with their tax dollars?
We're not sure. Now, you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvement and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
They don't have the money to maintain what they got on their own. Why do they want to build more?
Mm-hmm. So do you find this statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or it makes no difference?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you.
Do I sound convinced?
Boardman Lake Troop Trail and the TART Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
I don't know what the, no difference.
No difference. The next one is this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
No difference. They want the property owners to pay for it, but they want to use them for free. That's dandy. Yeah.
Thank you. The next one is, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildfire, wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
No difference.
The next one is, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Be cheaper to take away their cell phones.
So do you find this statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or makes no difference?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. The next one we have is, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Does that include electric motors?
It doesn't say here, so I'm not sure.
Then I'm not sure either.
Okay, and so how should I record your...
Any way you want to.
Well, I cannot choose for you, unfortunately. Do you find this reason not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. The next one we have is, this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
They keep running tourists through the woods. There won't be any wildlife out there. I'm not convinced.
So not at all convincing or not too convinced?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. The next one is, this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
send the tourists back to Detroit, and they'll have a lot more outdoors.
Yeah, so is it not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. The next one we have is trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
If they make so much money, why do they need property tax dollars?
I couldn't tell. So, do you find this not too convincing, or not convincing at all, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference. This whole survey is stupid.
Thank you. Now, this proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
No difference.
And the last one for this section is $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Who's paying $7.50?
Oh, well, it doesn't say here, so.
Paying $7.50? Then you vote, you know. Is that for men, women, and kids, or just for property owners, or is that a guy selling tickets at the start of the trail, or, I mean, these questions don't, I think, they're just going to twist whatever you say anyway, so doesn't matter. No difference.
No difference. Okay, thank you. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No against.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Probably.
Probably. Thank you. Now, you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if
you
argument...
Do I get paid for this survey? This is awful long.
For
a minute
for this
of my
one,
time...
We don't have it. Yeah.
You don't have it.
But we're almost there. We're almost there. This is the last...
Rails to Trails going to have to take up a collection to pay me for answering their survey.
Yeah. I'm so sorry about that, sir. Now, please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
No difference.
Thank you. This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. These are arguments against the proposal. I'm sorry. So do you find this proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing? Or it makes no sense.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
That'd be nice.
So do you find this argument very convincing or somewhat convincing?
That's convincing.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individual companies and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
That's convincing.
And is it very convincing or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. The next one is, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
That's pretty convincing. Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Thank you. The next one is, this proposal will bring more tourists to our community, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth.
That's very convincing.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, this proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
That's very convincing.
Thank you very much. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
You can't trust politicians.
You can't
trust. And if Rails to Trails is run by politicians, then I guess you can't trust Rails to Trails. It's a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Why do they need tax dollars?
Okay,
if
so
it's not
that you
possible, if you can't maintain it, then every time there's a nonprofit, the taxpayers end up paying for it. They start nonprofit bus services around here, and then the taxpayers got to pick it up because they're folding. Rails to Trails can't afford to maintain their trails, so they want the taxpayers to pay for it. Every time you turn around, they expect that they get a paycheck, so what's nonprofit about that?
So,
Clark runs Rails to Trails. She gets a paycheck.
So I got that you can't trust. I'm sorry. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is that you can trust politicians and the trails are maintained by politicians and want taxpayers to pay them or to pay for them.
That's true.
Okay. Thank you.
The head of the Red Cross gets a couple hundred thousand a year, and that's a nonprofit. But she's an executive.
Thank you. Now, and before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
And do you probably vote no against or definitely vote no against?
Definitely.
Thank you. I am now going to ask a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes. Just to be sure, we have a representative sample as well. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Neither one.
And is that someone else or did they vote for president?
Someone else.
Thank you. With which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat, Independent, unaffiliated, or some other political party?
Nobody.
So how should I record your answer? Independent, unaffiliated, or some other political
party?
Unaffiliated. Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Neither.
And, well, because we have liberal, moderate, and conservative.
Okay.
So
depends
how should I record?
Depends on the politician. You know, I don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
They're all different.
And what is,
yeah.
Thank you. Good. And what is the last grade or formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's of 2-year degree, a college graduate
some
with
college.
A bachelor, some college, no. Thank you. Do you own or rent your home and that you currently live in?
I own.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
What is your main racial background? Are you white or Caucasian, Hispanic, Asian or Asian American, African American or black?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Fox.